When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
You're in a black box theater in Joshua Tree.
Yes.
And Veronica, you're still in Los Angeles near me.
Yes. What do you guys think of me hanging these back here?
Oh. Like a one meter away from you?
1 meter away about?
A meter.
Yeah, about 1 meter.
You got to do it.
I have three.
It's like a little shelf, right?
Yeah.
It's great because it really, I didn't expect it to be that far.
And they're much bigger, again, playing with perception, much bigger than I thought they
would be. I'm going to need a screenshot of what's going on now. it is, yeah, I'll just cue you privately, Skylar, on those. But also,
I have a plan to
that is
here. I just got my desk for the first time in all of 2020, but this is what I want to put here. Look.
Yes.
That's
we got
cool.
That at the con.
Yeah. No, this one was a gift.
Oh, right.
Who was a little too in love with me.
You can't have that.
I want to know about that. That's this podcast.
I actually want to see the poster for this one. Let's see. Thank you guys for helping me with my house.
Our guest today, in a run of really, I think, sort of scandalosity in the background of Veronica and I's both New York Times, we have a guest who we were both friends with back in New York, again, separately.
That's true.
Oh, that's a great, there you go. That's a good poster.
That's
beautiful. All visual. It's a good medium for visual stuff. But you may know him from his work on, probably most recently, the show Love It or Leave It and the Crooked Media Empire, where he is the writer. You might know him as Tug. Please welcome Travis Helwig.
Ooh, high tech. Thank you, everyone.
Wow, that rain suddenly started. It's so crazy.
I want everyone to know that I was unable to figure out how to record myself. If you want to know how important I am to the Crooked Media Company. I've been working there for over 3 years. Couldn't figure out how to record myself.
Well, it's like you said,
that's
when you got
privilege
in the panic of that moment. What I loved was that you were with our producer and he was trying to help you figure it out, and you panically said, "I'm a comedy writer."
That's my excuse whenever they ask me to do
it
anything there.
Seemed like it. I was like, that is locked and loaded. That's ready to go.
You want me to book a guest? No, thanks.
Frankly, you're correct. It's a comedy writer is kind of just useless and weak. So you have to be like, just no.
I told them in my interview, I was like, I have no skill set. This is what I can do. And if you ask me to do, I did learn how to produce live shows. That was fun. But beyond that, I don't know how to do anything.
That's really good. So like, what does it take for you to produce a live show? What is the skill set that you pulled out of your ass to do that?
I started being very deferential and like running and getting people drinks, and that started to be very fun. I liked the bottom aspect of that. And then is my ring light very bright?
I was just responding because I feel like Veronica always looks like she's in like a photo shoot from like early 2000s New York when And I'm always trying to figure out how to get to that place.
Get the cheapest.
I even did fucking eye makeup. Like, it's not working.
Well, me too. I don't have it. I got the cheapest IKEA lamp, and then I put a piece of transparent paper on it. And then the entire time. I'm just like,
it's just a slight squint.
Wait, I'm gonna hold move on. Back. You said you introduced us as all friends in New York. Would you describe us as friends? Because I feel like I knew both of you, but I don't think we were friends.
We have to cut to commercial. So, Travis, like, yeah, we were acquaintances actually in New York, and you've seen Veronica what, once in 15 years?
Yes, I saw Veronica when she came to Love It or Leave It. And then I've seen her at a party maybe 4 years ago. But then we talk online every once in a while.
Yeah.
What is a party?
Okay.
What party? Funny or Die, right? Right one?
I'm just kidding. I'm making a joke about quarantine. Ugh. Really went over your head.
So here's the thing about parties. You can have people near you. And then when you drink alcohol, which some people do, some people don't. But then you can...
Okay, yeah.
Then you can, enjoy yourself, which is something I haven't done in a year and a half.
Same.
Deeply I'm lonely started myself. Twitch.
I had all this guacamole. Look at this is a plate that's been licked.
Someone had fun in that on that plate.
Someone had fun.
So you haven't. You're saying you haven't had fun in a year. Tell us more.
Okay, so depression is it's a mental illness. No, it's been my wife also has been working like she's doing a show right now and she's been working nonstop. So I'm just like alone with my dogs and currently covered in my dog's blood.
I've auditioned for your wife's show 3 times.
Oh no.
Really?
Oh,
why is
no.
it so hard to cast me?
I'll ask her. Is this gonna?
Can you?
Thank you.
What show is it? I might have auditioned for it.
It's on HBO Max. It's tentatively called Hacks, but that's not what it's going to be called.
I've been auditioned for that.
I think it's going to be good.
It's great. From what I've seen, it's really, really good.
The jokes.
I'm
are
sorry
good.
That she didn't cast you.
Hey. I don't think your wife has all the power.
I don't think she has the. Yeah, if she's writing, probably.
She's the showrunner. No, she could have casted me.
Wow. Tried to get her out of that, but no.
I'll cast you in something. Don't worry.
Thanks, babe.
I'm doing a narrative podcast that hasn't been announced yet, which I'm very excited about.
Oh, that's great. Okay, is this a pod? Here is a Trex in the City exclusive.
Yeah.
Don't have any sound effects, but normally it would be like a Trex in the City exclusive.
Yeah, so we're doing do you guys know Gonzalo Cordova?
Yes. Oh my God. Back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
Gonzalo is the funniest and nicest person on the planet. Like truly
wonderful.
A dream of a man.
Always supported him by talking shit about him openly at Mike's.
He was easy to make fun of.
It's the best, like,
it was a write of, it was like basically all we, did you write material? Doesn't matter. Just talk shit about Gonzalo and he loved it.
As long as, like, there's no bad publicity, is all I say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what's funny is he's so good and he's much more confident than he used to be. And I get intimidated around him sometimes. He, like, knows what he's fucking doing and he lays down the law sometimes. It's great. I love to see the evolution.
I mean, the bar was in the ground, but, you know, it's good to hear. Fuck. My internet connection is unstable, but that joke will have landed.
It's pretty frozen. I've only met him, like, twice, and every time I'm like, I like you. And that's
it. He's the best.
Yeah.
I'm going to plug in my Wi-Fi extender. Actually, I do have wired internet, but then I'll lose my power of.
I thought you were going to plug it in. Like, plug it.
I can plug it in.
But I'm writing a podcast with him. That's all I'm saying. And it's going to come out sometime this year.
What is it about?
That's fantastic.
What can you reveal?
How are you going to not cast Veronica?
Well, it already started recording.
Just have me audition 3 times for 3 different characters.
It's, I'm not going to give away everything because I'm sure that they have some sort of
announcement
that they're going to do, but it's about a first lady. And it's like a crazy story from American history that we turned into. That's a terrible face that got frozen for Al. Oh no.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's historical fiction.
Alice, you froze in a bad face.
Well, that's great.
It was.
Yeah, I know. I'm not. Am I frozen still?
No.
No.
Okay, so I'm just going to stay like this for the rest of the show in case I freeze.
Stunning. Stunningly beautiful.
There are filters for this.
I'm already getting an eyebrow cramp. There are, but not for the, I'm on my Pixel Books. For the listeners at home, if you're just tuning in, what happened before this recording? We recorded an episode with Danny Solomon, and you might have remembered, actually, it's next week, so you won't know this, but I'll tease it. We're recording, and I spilled water all over my MacBook keyboard. Normally, I drive the show from the MacBook, and so now I'm... I come to you from a Pixel Book and don't have a lot of options here. So I'm really constrained by that, which Veronica is just delighted by. I can't even do screen sharing. It's the whole thing.
Soundboard?
No soundboard. Just got to use the phone or my voice. I'm doing a whole, what do you call it? That when it's like physical coconuts and stuff?
Foley artist.
Foley artist. I have to be a Foley artist today.
Or a real person.
So here's the cue for the clips. You don't have to do it now, Skylar, but this will be... Oh, that's a terrible noise. It's not a maybe it would... No, stop all. No good. Okay, forget it.
This is a real thing? Podcast, right?
You know what? Not the first time we've gotten that question. No, no good. Okay. It is a real podcast and it is really about Star Trek, but Skylar's like, maybe we do a visual? Yeah, like, I think so.
Let me stop because I just, the amount of guests who've asked us if this podcast is real is crazy. We may have a record on our hands. Oh my God.
And also, I like to say this to guests, feel free to say whatever you want. We have a very rabid fan base, but they are small. And
they love us.
This isn't a huge download. This isn't a huge tentpole property for Forever Dog, even though we are the original Forever Dog in LA.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I feel like, you know, you guys have been doing this for so long. You haven't been cast in anything, but I wasn't asked to do this for a very long time.
It's true. Everybody wants to do it.
Which
it's
is
a little,
truly
it's like a comic
ridiculous
comic
at this point that you haven't been on the show. We're, this is the last season of Star Trek TNG, and now we're casting friends that we should have had in season 2, 3, 4, who knows?
Yeah, there's been a lot this season of people like, yeah, there's been a lot of people this season that have been an obvious get that we didn't do.
I consider you a friend because you're a friend of one of my closest friends.
Who?
Siobhan.
I was going to say it's Siobhan.
My camera is also doing
it. It keeps going out of focus. It doesn't bother me because what's fun is that we get to see you get freaked out about it.
We get to see you do.
Yeah.
Constantly.
It is
TikTok.
Like,
TikTok girl. Makeup girl.
Boom.
Boom.
Suddenly, God, I do have a big butt. I would be great for TikTok because of my butt.
You are on TikTok, though.
I am on TikTok, but...
You can't say I'd be great for TikTok when you are on TikTok.
It's funny because you are already on TikTok.
Well, I think if I... if my wife divorced me, I'd be great for TikTok. Where I could wear little thongs and sell feet pictures.
So you need her permission or you need a divorce for that?
Wow.
I think I would need permission to sell feet pictures. I do think I would at least want to tell her I'm doing it.
Captain, permission to sell feet pictures? So we always ask this of new guests that have never been on the show before, but Travis, you are a newbie to Star Trek, especially The Next Generation or all of Star Trek.
Which is the first episode I've ever seen.
Of any Star Trek property?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I love this.
So we've got a total noob. Let's do some sound effects here. Let me look something up here.
Okay, this is where my confession sucks.
Your confession?
I have a confession to make.
Go.
Oh.
Earlier today, I
didn't expect that to be the start of it.
Okay, I got home and... So last night I had a nightmare where there was litter from cats in my mouth. I know. And it was just the dust part, you know, it was not like clumps or anything, but there were clumps all over my house. And I kept giving shit. So I have a lover right now, and there's my husband. And so I kept giving shit in the dream. I kept giving shit to both of them that no one was locking the doors and no one was picking up any litter. And I woke up screaming no in the middle of the night. So I got home from my escapade. And then I told my husband that I was doing that, that I had that dream. And he's like, it's so funny you're so obsessed with cleaning because I'm the same, but about order and you're not organized. And I was just like, so fucked up about it because I am so organized. You have no idea. But I'm always like on a project. So most of the episode, I heard it. Can you hear my cats?
No.
Okay. They're just like, my male cat is trying to fuck the female cat and she's just hissing really loud. Like, it sounds like a cartoon downstairs. Okay. So I was so upset about it that during the 35 minutes I had to finish the episode, I was just like frantically picking up shit up from everywhere because the house was a mess and it was my fault. So I was revenge picking shit up so I could only hear it as a radio show. So I don't have, I don't recall any images from this episode, just so you know.
Okay, I will tell you that Nikolai is...
Veronica barely watched the episode. All right, that works.
Because I was revenge fixing my house.
I took notes because I was so nervous that I would forget things.
Yay.
Oh my God.
Well, so let's start with something.
That's great. That's what's great about having a noob sometimes.
Yeah, someone has to keep this ship, you know, afloat. you have never watched any Star Trek? So what were you familiar with before you
So why did you do the show?
Well, I like both of you. You're both very nice to me. And again, deeply lonely. So I'll do anything. You ask me to do anything any night of the week, I'm around.
And these are the reasons why I like people.
I obviously knew the actors. I don't know the difference between things like Next Generation and Discovery or whatever they're called.
Yeah. Okay.
I was like, that guy's not William Shatner.
Right. So you were kind of expecting that, yeah.
Yeah.
But you knew about Patrick Stewart.
I used to listen to William Shatner's music. I knew Patrick Stewart.
You know that Patrick Stewart, did you know any names? Like Captain
Picard, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then...
Spock, maybe?
I knew Spock, who wasn't in the episode, right?
No, he wasn't in this episode. He's actually from a different, that he is an original series. So when you did not see William Shatner and Spock they worked on the same ship. So that's like a totally different series, even though
they worked on the first Enterprise.
Yeah.
But there's a guy in this one that they kind of try to make look like Shatner.
Who?
Will the Riker, guy with the goatee.
Riker.
Yep.
William Riker.
You got that vibe. They meant that for you.
My boyfriend.
I do like his energy. His energy Frakes. Is very.
Yeah.
He's sassy. So yeah, he's good. That's why he's my boyfriend in reality. It's not because he's a hot man. If anyone could be a hot man.
Anyone?
I mean, some can't.
Trump. Do I look like Eric Trump? Sometimes I worry I look like Eric Trump.
Wait, who are you? I thought this was an Eric Trump get.
God damn it. When I shave, I do.
Yeah, I guess, you know, anybody could be handsome. Just spend a week with Veronica in Veronica's handsome man trailer where she makes over guys. It's called Vero I for whatever guy.
For whoever.
And... Bravo has passed on picking that show up. So this episode is late season, late in this series, which means that you got a good episode because a lot of people we tried to feed Star Trek to and they've never seen it before. We gave them early episodes when it was just okay half the time.
I liked it a lot.
And this episode is a better one. So,
okay, tell us first impressions before we talk anything about it.
I liked how like clean the narrative was. Like from a newbie perspective, I could pick up everything immediately, no problem. It has the exact same structure as Sex and the City, which is you see the journal and then you go into the, it's like, here's what we're going to deal with. And we'll tell you in the first few seconds of the episode in a voiceover. And then you see it. And I also like the philosophy
Picard's
problem.
Like, I had
it.
To wonder.
Yeah. So you came straight to the core of so many Star Trek episodes and or Star Trek, I guess the Star Trek world in general, which is the Prime Directive. Which is
what is that?
Okay. So the Prime Directive is something that the Federation...
I'm never going to do that again.
...established.
Not doing it.
That when they started exploring space, they decided that it was wise not to interfere with other cultures, specifically and especially if they haven't developed warp speed. So that means that they're not... evolved enough to like know about aliens or other species, but in general, species don't get in the way of the natural evolution of a society or a planet or a race or whatever.
They had to draw
and
the
they break
somewhere.
It all the time, and they're always dealing with having to break it for some reason because there's always like a moral problem that or like rescuing someone or someone falls in love or there's a scientific reason, whatever. So it's a good like premise for a lot of episodes, including the show in the 60s. And yeah, it's just like a recurring thing because it deals with like, what is our place in space? Like how...
So their mission being to explore the galaxy and find out about stuff. They also have this other thing guiding that, which is a principle that like, whilst they can go explore and do whatever they want and find new... alien species, they have to not mess with those species if it would drastically change the evolution
of
the species.
Of the planet.
Like if all of a sudden we as a culture found out about aliens. So like right now, on Earth.
Yeah.
Like the human race right now could be, aliens could just be flying by all the time. And because if they had the Prime Directive, they wouldn't come down and, or they wouldn't make themselves known to us because
I'm confident
we don't have warp
they
speed.
Are.
Yeah.
They maybe saw Hitler do everything and they were like,
That's the thing. Okay. So here, having known nothing about the Prime Directive and watching this episode, I was like, the Prime Directive sucks. They should save these people's lives. It doesn't make sense that they're making Nikolai the bad guy. I mean, they also made him like a sex creep. Like, there was no reason to make him a sex creep.
Yeah, but Star Trek makes a lot of people a sex creep.
Okay. Yeah, there was just a pregnancy story.
It's also a victim of its own time in a lot of ways.
They've each violated the Prime Directive so many times just because they're horny or whatever. You know, it's crazy.
Well, that's also what was... I mean, I don't know what... I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves, but Worf, right? That's his name? He was going to fuck someone too. Or like at least he was tempted with it and thought about it. And then when his brother did it, he was like, how dare you?
Yeah.
And it's like, but you were going to fuck, man.
Well, the Prime Directive, nowhere does the Prime Directive say you can't think about fucking somebody.
I see. It's abstinence.
It's not puritanical thought control, Travis.
Mm. So the difference between Star Trek and Star Wars is that these guys are not...
God damn it.
These guys are not space cowboys. They're scientists and they're diplomats. And there's a lot of like... slow episodes just because they're just discussing moral ideas or whatever, but they still all have like a little bit of fucking
they fuck around
cowboy
it's
they
space. Do you're gonna fuck.
It's like the Prime Directive is like fuck around but don't let them find out,
right? Here's the horniest
is another way of saying it. So the Prime Directive was developed. I don't remember. Do you remember, Vera, when it happened? Like when they decided? I think they covered it in Discovery. Now, Discovery, the new series on CBS All Access, is a prequel, like the first iteration of the Federation that we know. And
it's
so it was even before.
All of them.
So even before Captain Kirk is when.
Which was bold because the technology in Captain Kirk, it all looks like dioramas. And then this one is the Star Trek Discovery is like, just like the most. And then 10 years later, they're like, blop, 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 blop.
Yeah, J.J. Abrams, very like everything's hovering in midair. And then in William Shatner's version, it's like everything's like made of cardboard. So it's like they went to a very bespoke
even in this one, I was like, era. It's crazy that this spaceship has carpet. There's so much carpet on this spaceship.
Yeah.
The pain to clean.
I think that's why the show, the Lower Decks exists. We always talk about the employees of the spaceship who's having to deal with like cum stains and who knows.
Yeah, because they did cover the holodeck on this episode a little bit. But the holodeck is basically a place where you can go construct any reality with characters. And so basically you have to imagine that Riker goes there to fuck all the time.
Yeah, what a cool device.
And it's full of liquids.
It's a VR, like a full VR room.
It's a full
There's
VR room.
There's a lot of Sherlock Holmes episodes or cowboy episodes. Who knows?
Yeah, you have to imagine Riker's walking out of it sometimes like, whoo.
Just like.
You know, do not go in there. His hair is all over the place like, whoo. And then the people have to clean
it
up.
I like you saying do not go in there as if he stinks terribly after
Yeah, well, you don't know what kind of sex he's doing, you know?
Yeah.
He might have
intergalactic Boston steamers all over the place.
Do they have Boston in Star Trek?
They have San Francisco.
It's called Boston. It's actually an M-class planet, Boston 3.
They're racist there, too.
They're so racist. we need warp capability there?
Warp?
I'll give you a fucking warp.
Already sounds like a racial slur.
That's good. Yeah, it's true.
So this episode deals with war. It is a Worf heavy episode, but it's one of the better Worf episodes where they give him somewhat of a personality. Mm-hmm. Usually he's just like, can I blast something? But this episode,
and they're like,
no,
that's our ship. It's just an image.
In the very first episode where they had Worf, actually, he was like, took out a phaser and pointed it at the screen, the view screen. And he was like, fuck you. And he was about to blast. And the captain was like, are you going to shoot the screen?
Like, Mr. Worf,
like, they
stand
made him
down.
Be and he's super like... dumb in the beginning.
Yeah, I didn't get dumb from him. I got a little puritanical.
No, he's
They're
not.
Finally giving Worf some, you
he's
know,
evolved,
gravitas.
He's evolved a lot from the beginning. But there's like a... There's an entire YouTube montage of Worf being told no.
It's called like, Worf Gets Shut Down.
Worf.
You could play that, Skylar, if you want to find it. We could watch it. Just because Travis is new to all of this. But
Worf
also in this episode introduces... But will you just send it to Skylar? Because he's the one sharing the screens. And we'll be the ones sharing the screams of delight.
Yes.
Wow, this is a real podcast.
Thank you. I feel so validated right now.
Yeah. So this is the first time.
It's heading. I think not, Mr. Worf. I recommend we go immediately.
Oh, he looks better with
stations.
Facial hair.
I appreciate your advice and concern. This is not the time for rash actions. Captain, this may be our only chance.
No.
Obviously, the pregnancy must be terminated. For the safety of the ship and the crew.
Worf, you can't assume the intent was belligerent.
Recommend we go to yellow alert, sir.
Why? Explain.
Sorry, sir. Recommend we fire a photon torpedo, Captain.
Negative.
Worf!
But, sir, it could be a dangerous mission. There may be the potential for combat.
That is not the purpose of the mission.
Still, to die a true hero.
Worf. You've made your point.
Deploy shield, sir.
Hold fast.
Commander?
So well edited.
There's just like millions of no's. He gets denied.
I couldn't believe it was 15 minutes long because each of those clips is 3 seconds.
So
welcome
now you know.
To being a Star Trek fan.
Yeah, he gets shut down a lot. But he makes the weirdest suggestion. So we don't... They set him up for failure just like that.
Yeah, he's like, to die a true hero. And everybody's like, nobody wants to die now. What? It's not part of what's going on at all.
So a little bit of trivia. Where do you think the location was here in L.A.?
Which location?
The downstairs location.
Okay.
Wait.
By the way, Veronica refers to the planet as downstairs.
Mm.
The ship is upstairs.
Well, a lot of it was in a cave, right? So it was a little hard to...
Yeah, but when they exited the cave.
I know my guess.
Where? I mean, where? Ellis.
Griffith Park.
Bronson Canyon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always somewhere there.
This our neighbors.
It feels like that's the only place they could do it, right?
For sure. And then there's Vasquez Rocks a little bit further up.
The episode opens with them introducing a brand new person that nobody's ever spoken about before, which is Worf's foster brother.
So I'm going to tell you another like unusual thing is that this is the very first episode where Worf doesn't have his Klingon makeup. So this is kind of an unusual.
Yeah, episode. He looks really good and handsome. So that's you can go to the cold open.
Observer. Analysis, Mr. Data.
The planet's atmosphere is dissipating, sir. Intense plasmonic reactions are destroying it. The stratosphere is already breaking down. There are turbulent radiation storms across much of its surface.
He's so confused.
I estimate that the planet will be uninhabitable in less than 38 hours.
The distress call came in only 4 days ago. Why would Dr. Reshenko have waited so long before sending it?
Atmospheric dissipation is a rare and essentially unpredictable event.
They're like monitoring Earth after Trump took over.
Dr. Reshenko may not have had sufficient warning.
What was that?
The dissipation effect is generating plasmonic energy bursts.
Is there any danger to the ship?
I do not believe so. However, we may experience intermittent system failures and power surges as a result.
Keep an eye on it.
Mr. Worf, any luck?
There is still no response to our hail, sir. I'm attempting to scan the observation post.
He could be hurt. Maybe he can't respond.
Well, sensor interference is significant, but the post appears to be intact. Their power grid is still functioning. However, I am reading no life forms within the structure.
It's not like him to leave the post,
especially under these circumstances.
Captain.
Yeah, okay, so why do they know anything about Nikolai? They're like, so, there was like, oh, that's not like him. Wait, who is this guy? You've never spoken to him about him ever before. But I like how Riker's like, he could be really hurt. And it's like, well, his brother's right there.
This is a fun thing to think about, because, so, at this point, Travis, we know so much about Worf, his son, the mother, his baby mama, his parents on Earth, his brother, he lost his honor, his dad, how did he die? Like, we know so much about Worf, and this is newsflash, that he has, like, a human brother.
It's a foster brother, right? So is his...
Yes.
Is he adopted, or is this brother
He's adopted. So Worf was adopted by a Russian couple.
Russian couple. So he was in the Battle of Kitomer, which is a Klingon battle, and his dad got killed and he got separated from his brother. So these like human Russian couple that were in that planet at the time just took him in, and they had a lot of trouble raising him because he's a fucking Klingon. And then he eventually went to be the only Klingon in the entire Federation, which is weird because Star Trek, the one from the 60s, the entire premise of everything and the bad guys were the Klingons. They were at war. So now in TNG, this war is past us. And now there's even a Klingon inside
dead.
Of the Federation. No, they're like pretty much alive and just doing their
boring thing. Oh, I thought the Federation was like the universe, but the Federation is the
Earth founded.
The army.
Yeah. It's a military.
It's like Earth-based, but it's a universe or galaxy-wide.
Founded by aliens.
It is. It's based in San Francisco.
It actually is.
It's right next to the blue bottle.
The aliens like getting the fish tossed to them.
Founded by the tech bros.
Yeah, Salesforce it's founded by tech presents. Bros.
It's right next to the original Phil's coffee. And
everyone's just playing Pokemon Go everywhere. That's what I think of San Francisco as Pokemon Go.
And there's, so it's like the Earth founded it and then spread it throughout the galaxy. So like there's all sorts of species that like eventually decide to enter the Federation. So you can like get into the Federation if you have a certain moral principle. Like if you're like not evil, badass jerks, you could be like, we want to be in the Federation because it gets you into the club of like, you can trade and you can use their technology and basically have help. So it's very like imperialistic. And wait, are you guys
We're
laughing
making
at
fun
something?
Of your face?
Yeah. Did I freeze again?
Yeah. I hate it. Everybody. But you looked good this time. We were trying to match your face. You were smiling. You were like...
But it's like, you guys don't freeze, so I can't tell when I'm frozen.
I was just signaling Travis.
I'm going to turn my video off.
No,
you guys
fun.
Don't deserve this. So basically, they're imperialists. So like a lot of people in the Star Trek universe have pointed out, like, oh, it's like a glorified humans only club. Like you got to be a certain kind of species to enter the Federation. And if you're not down with the principles, you can't really be in the Federation. And it's kind of been called out throughout this series. So don't worry.
Okay, good.
Me too. Time's up.
Time's up, Federation. It's time we gave Worf the ship.
So Nikolai is like fucking just, Like he's like a guy who's he's basically stuck on a Federation outpost, and he's been monitoring this species without them knowing that he's a human. They think he's just one of them. And so he's like doing research, but he became really close to them. And so he decided like, I'm just going to like live with them and hang out with them. And, I want to save them because they're my friends.
Which all seems okay to me. I know that the Prime Directive says no, but that doesn't seem crazy if he wants to gentrify the planet.
And he does.
If he wants to gentrify the planet.
Yeah, he wants to build a Jenny's. So you can go to the next
entire
clip.
The Federation are gentrifiers. That's what they do.
Like, yeah.
Take over and that's it.
Is dressed like an 80s businesswoman. Like he looks really cool.
Is there any good coffee on this planet?
Frankly, that's part of the Treks in the City part, is that we just care about the fashions in the show because they're so fab. They're good.
His outfit rules.
Really, yeah.
He's got like a weird blazer that's got a fancy cut on the...
Yeah. He looks like somebody to be friends with Charlotte. Like how much you know about Sex in the City.
That outfit's in style.
You realize
right
your
now.
Career is finished.
It is.
I know that, Captain, and I would do it all again.
What do you expect us to do now? You have left us with a colony of Baralans who think they're still on their own planet.
I didn't beam them up without a plan. I've given this a lot of thought. I think we can find a new planet, an M-class world, that can be their new home.
A home which would look very different from Baral. You can't really believe that they'll be fooled.
That's where the holodeck comes in. I'll go back and tell the Baralans we're going on a journey. To a different place where they'll be safe from the storms. The holodeck can gradually change the terrain as we travel so that, in the end, the holodeck simulation will match the conditions on the new planet. Then we'll simply beam them down.
What if it doesn't work? What if they become aware that something strange is going on?
Captain, I can't prepare for every contingency, but I assure you I'm accustomed to thinking on my feet. I'll deal with the situation as it evolves.
This guy, oh my God,
I'm
the gall.
I'm not enthusiastic about this plan, but I don't see that we have another option. Very well, let's give it a try.
Thank you, Captain.
This is very Bernie Sanders. Okay, I feel like if a woman did it, they'd be like, no, we're not doing that.
You beamed up a planet? What?
Very Carrie Bradshaw. You beamed up a planet. go ahead.
When I was younger, I want to say I was in middle school, I became convinced I was in the movie The Truman Show. And for a year, I had what is now called Truman Show Syndrome. I don't think it had a name then. But it was like a real mental illness where you convince yourself you're in a TV show. And this is what happened to that planet is exactly what my nightmare was, which is that I'm secretly on a soundstage and everyone's lying to me.
Oh my God.
this actually happened to you? So,
oh yeah,
were you treated?
No. I'm treated now for things, but at the time I just had to realize that that's not how the world works.
How old were you?
I think I was in seventh grade.
Yeah, that sounds kind of about fun. Right.
I mean, sorry, I don't know your journey, but it does sound like, okay.
If it ended up being harmless.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you're going to have like a thing where you're stressed about shit.
It just is narcissism, I think.
It's the most egomaniac thing you can have.
Well,
I saw them.
Seventh graders are egomaniacs.
Truman and Travis, very similar names. I thought it was a movie about me.
The Travis show.
The Travis show.
Did anybody ever say to you, like, how boring is this show?
I would see clues everywhere. It truly was like I'm embarrassed to say this out loud because it sounds truly schizophrenic because it was. But the I would be like, well, another clue. It's like real QAnon shit, but just in my brain.
Well, that's where QAnon shit lives.
Yeah.
In people's brains. But I don't know if we want to use the word brain so loosely.
I love QAnon shit. Not the consequences of it, but just the idea. I don't know. The entire
I'm obsessed
thing,
with it too.
It just makes me laugh. I like it. I'm just like, you go think differently. But then it carries actual consequences.
Think different.
And then it's like, okay.
What's great is that like if their worldview was real, all of us would know about it. Like, because we work in LA, that means that we're, and like, I work in politics, sort of. Like, I would definitely know about the blood drinking and the pedophilia.
Right.
It's just crazy that, like, my friends' parents who believe in this think that I'm in on.
That's totally true. Like, that's another reason you know they don't believe, because they try to drill you about it.
Murder us, maybe.
And they don't, that's the thing somebody said, Alan Watson said, like, people don't really believe in hell. If they did believe everybody was going to spend eternity burning alive, they'd be like raving in the street. They wouldn't be just like, well, you're going to hell. Like,
yeah,
they wouldn't
for sure.
just be so cavalier about that reality.
But it's real. I do drink child blood.
And I believe in hell. So the next clip is my favorite part of the episode, which is when they're in the fake ass like reality they've created, and this guy is just like, oh no, the scrolls. So this guy's making these scrolls. First of all, very condescending, because Worf's like, in my culture we just tell stories, and he's like, stories are not good. He's like, okay, well. But then he's like, oh shit, I dropped one of the scrolls, so he has to go back. So this is that scene.
Go. I return quickly.
Yay! That's it. Actually, the best part is before he dropped it, when he's like, you can go maybe rewind a little bit, because I like when he's like telling him how important these scrolls are. Okay, there.
When was this shot?
A little bit forward. 89, maybe? 92?
92.
Look at him go. Look at him go. He knows.
This was first aired in 94, but it was shot.
Because is that kid,
what is this?
Who's the guy who figures it out? That guy. Is that the guy from the Santa Claus? The cool elf? You know what I'm talking
Doesn't
about?
Your village keep a chronicle?
It was filmed
no.
Not in this manner.
How do you teach your children their history? Who their ancestors were, where they come from?
We tell each other stories. Make up songs.
Stories change with each person who tells them. This.
Okay.
This will always be the same. Our chronicle has been maintained for 17 generations.
Oh, it's one of those, like, Mexican games.
I was only able to save the last six.
You know?
This shows the destruction of our village. This is you and Nikolai leading us to safety.
Half a Torah.
He's like, so you're going to preserve this? You're not going to redo it ever?
This is me explaining scrolls to you.
Gather your belongings.
Cluck, 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 cluck.
So, cluck, 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 cluck. Balsa wood.
One of the scrolls
I think
gone.
It's the guy from the Santa Claus.
Passageway. I'll go find it.
So here's this. Here's the thing to me.
He's like,
oh, these scrolls are like the most important thing to our entire culture. And I'm the keeper of the scrolls. NBD, kind of important. And Worf's like, okay, whatever, let's leave. And then he's like, fuck, I dropped one. Well, maybe if they're the most important thing to your entire society, don't just like be like, what is he walking down the path with like, whoops, like put him in a thing. Like if you lost one, that's gone. You
get some Tupperware, man. Like get a big tub.
It's get a fucking sterile. Go down to Home Depot. Get a Sterilite.
Home Goods sponsored even. It'll by Sterilite. Be cheaper there.
It's
this guy's name and is Brian.
It might not be the lid color you're looking for, but it'll be cheaper. But he just does not. Like he just is like, oh, I have to go back and get it. Which I'm so annoyed by that they let him go, and of course, he just discovers.
The rest
of the ship.
I love he is unable to speak the moment he stumbles into the ship. I guess it would be, I don't know, if I discovered the Truman Show was real while I was in it, I think I'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be silent.
You'd be like, what the fuck?
If yeah, I actually would be, I think I would be relieved. I'd be like, oh. Everything was just justified. Thank you so much. I'd be like, okay, I'm not crazy. I don't know. I'd just be relieved.
You'd be the one who were like, I fucking knew it.
Yeah, it's the simulation. It's the same thing as people who think we're in a simulation. Do you guys think we're in a simulation?
At this point, I don't even care.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering who's watching. So this Prime Directive, like every Prime Directive episode makes me think, who's watching that could help? Like, who could be helping or trying to fuck me? Like, who is out there?
That's what helping means, right?
Yeah. I mean,
I'm deeply lonely.
During 2020? Yeah. Sure. Maybe. Maybe bring me some food that I didn't cook myself.
In a FEMA drop situation, like in the Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They're rooting for you.
I like that Nikolai goes, I wrote down this quote because I was like, I like this. He was like, I refuse to be bound by an abstraction. It's like, yeah, me too, man.
Yeah.
That rules.
And then as is the nature of all things, what that means for him is that he just gets to be a sex creep.
Monogamy is outdated.
Whenever a white guy says, I refuse to be bound by an abstraction, I'm like, steer clear of that one.
Yeah, for sure.
He's got his hands somewhere.
What is
that
age,
justification
anyway?
Sounds a little intellectualized. What is age? Age is why I don't get cast,
oh,
Tristan.
No.
So
that's why Jen didn't cast either of you. Too old.
She's like, ew.
just popping it. No.
Yeah, so he has sex. So Nikolai has had, obviously, did you not call this from the beginning when he was chilling with that lady with his arm around her? It's like, oh, you banged her. That's why you have to save this species, because you're like, which is very bust. Like, it feels like a narrative from The Departed.
My wife. I still think they should have saved those people. They just didn't have to lie to them. They should have just put them on the ship.
Well, the idea, though, is that then this culture that was developing normally suddenly knows that there's space aliens all over the place, and they stop having their own mythology for explaining stuff.
Imagine people like Earth, 1300s. Everyone's wearing that like metallic mesh. And
everyone.
It's a hot item.
Babies wear it.
It's a hot piece. And then suddenly a bunch of aliens come and they're like, yo. It would have been chaos.
In that situation, though, Earth is about to be destroyed. So I think if the discussion is between not existing and shell shock, I would go for shell shock.
But they were burning witches.
The Prime Directive, and I'm not defending it, it's a blunt instrument for dealing with the space exploration. Like, much like Prozac is a blunt instrument for dealing with depression, it doesn't work on all people, but it's like you know, we got to do something. So it's like, this is their kind of borderline rule. And if they all follow it, things generally go fine. If they were just like, you know, intruding on species all over the place and making them aware of things they weren't ready to be aware of, that's, you know, would create some sort of intergalactic chaos. But
planets fully get destroyed. Like,
happens a lot.
And then they've seen Lexana Troi. She fell in love with a man who had to commit suicide at 60 because that was their culture. And they try to interject. And he was like, it's what I have to do. I can't dishonor my family. And he couldn't imagine living past 60 because it would have been like so against his shit. And they had to just let him fucking kill himself. Like, his daughter came to the ship like, stop fucking around with our fucking shit.
Yeah, she did. He was considering it. He was like, I might, maybe 61. His daughter came on board the ship and was like, Dad, kill yourself.
You do not do this to us. Yeah. This was a good one. There's a lot of good ones.
Something I've always wanted to say.
The show. This show is fucked up.
Yeah, man. I love it.
Fucked up.
That's why it's so great.
I do like that it's like a philosophical problem each episode. That's fun. Compared to Star Wars, which is literally just like, let's just drink and shoot.
Pew, pew, pew.
That's what's great about it. It's like, Star Wars is like a morality play in space with lots of good fight scenes. And they get compared all the time, but I think it's really not apt because this is not a kid's show. This is totally different. This is like Twilight Zone shit, you know? But it's like just comforting. It's amazing. No show is like Star Trek.
It was very easy to watch too. It was it's very, you get sucked in and then it goes like, it's very clean. It's almost like a detective story when you're like reading a simple detective book. You're just like, yep, going to follow this story through.
Yep.
But a good detective story. I don't read a lot of detective stories.
I was like, which ones, what are these stories you're reading?
Tom Bosch. Clancy?
Mainly Bosch.
Fuck, yes, love Bosch.
I did start reading some Bosch during quarantine.
So into Bosch.
But then I was very into it, and then all of the anti-cop stuff started happening, and I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore. I hate cops. He sucks. I hate Bosch. Yeah.
Titus Welliver was in a real position because he's Bosch, which it's a fallacy, right, that like these cops on these TV shows, like those cops, ones in those shows, because we always see the detectives, right? But like the cops in the shows, they're usually pretty cool too. But like, that isn't a thing. They don't hire people that are like, if you're a compelling person, they don't hire you.
They actively hire you. They won't hire you if you like score too highly on tests.
I know. I did a TikTok about that because it happened to my friend who is now just does construction because he just is a cool dude who wanted to help his community and they didn't hire him. And it's just cause he was like, went to college or something. He just like, didn't like, yeah, you won't fit in. It's like, fit in with what? Ignorance. But
I wish I could watch Bosch is what I'm saying.
I do. I'm still watching Bosch. The thing is crazy to me is like, they don't pay detectives what they pay cops.
Is that true?
Either they don't pay them. I think it's maybe they pay them more, but the budgets for what they get to do so much less.
That's so
like
stupid.
The cops get tanks and like military shit and all this money. And detectives are like, can I get some thread so I can make a murder board? And they're like, out of pocket.
A murder board.
A conspiracy board.
Yeah, a cue board.
So that's my spiel about that.
Well, Skylar says that I believe they're much better paid, but their departments may not have the same funding. What do you have to say about that?
I've been Skylar explained. I'm just kidding, Skylar. You're off the hook for everything. I love you.
Again.
No. never, Skylar, never. I'm so sorry.
Skylar explained.
Every time he chats, my screen is Skylar spreading. It pops up.
Yeah, he's taking a lot of real estate in
I do not explain. Skylar is our producer.
I do not explain.
Very treasured.
Yeah. He was very not mad at me. For
You've
fucking
been openly
up my audio.
Welcomed into the coven. So don't worry, Skylar. You have a place at the coven. It is my pleasure to say this has been a wonderful time with you.
I can't believe that's the whole thing.
What else do you need, Travis?
What have we not given you?
All I'll say is I wrote detailed notes because I was like, are we going to go?
Tell us.
No, 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 no. It's more so, it's not anything interesting. I was just like, I got to remember what the people's names and I got to remember like what this is.
But I'm crazy curious. Like,
well, I did write that action versus non-action is also every episode of The Crown. So I think it's in good company.
It's up there. Ooh. It's diplomacy and slow talking and cinematography.
I love The Crown.
I love The Crown too.
I haven't fully diven into the last season.
No, it isn't diven. Sorry.
I don't know why. And I wanted to see Lady D, but I don't know.
She just says, "Oh gosh," and then goes and barfs.
I like what's her name, Margaret Thatcher, though. She really makes a choice.
Oh, yeah. She's so good.
Made that choice.
And then
they're like, "Do you want to maybe like, give us an 8 or a 7?" And she's like, "How about a 12? Okay.
And you go and watch videos of Margaret Thatcher, and it's like, she didn't sound like that at all. What are you doing?
Really? That's great.
Not, I mean, a little bit, but it's like an SNL parody of.
It's like, it's a lot. I didn't like the how they introduced Lady D. I was like, all right. I know she died, but you can tone it like down the quirkiness. I don't know.
Her like running in the outfit. Like yeah.
It was like, okay.
I didn't love this season. A lot of people loved it. I wasn't as into it.
Yeah, really. Me too. I like Claire Foy being like, Philip.
Love Claire Foy. Hard to top. Glad they got Olivia Colman because Claire Foy was going to be hard to top. Yeah. But I also feel like
Helena was the season 2 upgrade.
Yeah.
But now she's in it and they don't know why. She's just around now.
Yeah, she is just around, which is sad because that's kind of the Princess Catherine's like story.
Yeah, maybe that's right.
Margot, Princess Margaret. Like I love her Princess Margaret.
The tragedy of being like primed to be in the spotlight.
The casting of Charles though is a absolute
hot man.
Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like it's a hate crime. Hot that actor is versus, because I'm like, maybe Charles was okay when he was younger. No, he was never okay.
And every time
he got
I see
that incest
that,
face.
Yeah. Have you seen his sausage fingers?
Oh my God.
You have
to. I know Skylar knows exactly what we're talking about.
You have to see it if you want. Prince Charles's current hand fingers.
Oh no. Maybe I don't want to.
I feel
like Nikolai also had
it's incest fingers. And then every scene that the actor is there, I'm like, it hurts my heart and something inside of me. And also
ooh, he's so hot.
Yeah, my brain. But then it's like
a lot of people on that show are hot though. But he's
tell
like,
us your hottest. Top two hottest.
I'm
top
trying to
two.
Remember who I forget their names. I'm very into who's like the sister who's fucking in the most recent season or in season 3, she's fucking Camilla's husband. What's that? Do you know what I'm talking about? No.
You're like, oh my God. Extra number
that's
3.
No, that's she's a, yeah, what's
that's
her name?
Deep.
The Crown season.
Charles Hance.
Wait, let me see. Oh no! Oh no! These fingers—they're like baby carrots.
Mm. Yeah, or bigger carrots. They're medium.
No, those are full-grown adult carrots.
They're carrots and my dog's penis combined.
Those are farmers
with a
market
ring.
Carrots.
Yeah, that's what's that produce company that everyone used at the beginning of quarantine?
Look at
ugly
the,
produce
look at
or whatever.
Ugly veggies.
Look at the second one.
Is opening.
I want to know who it is that Travis has a crush on from the
Band-Aid. It's like, wow.
I think it's somebody who like walked through frame.
Shouldn't
once.
This Band-Aid no, be she... a little fancier? Thinking he's like.
There's jewels on it?
No, like the nice fancy Band-Aids won't stick to his gross incest fingers.
Like some
they just fall
Swarovski
off.
Band-Aid. Okay. He's a prince of
Princess the Anne is who I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The daughter.
But the last casting? Princess Anne is cool. She's pretty.
You mean the daughter?
Cool. Yeah.
Prince Charles' sister.
Charles' sister.
Yes.
The last one?
Oh my
one?
God, so hot.
I'm into her,
And
yeah.
I think Princess Anne is gay, right? Like, in reality?
Oh.
Like, I feel like it feels like she's gay in the show.
Oh, wait. And is this closeted. One thinking of? I don't know. This has been a tangent. I forced you to keep going, and I haven't brought anything to the table.
No. Hey.
Hey, as long as you admit it. All right. I'm so, well, I don't know. I want to wrap up, but only because I said that we would. And also I want to check on my computer, but I do also want to give you an opportunity to plug anything you want. Not, it doesn't have to be your stuff. It could be your stuff though.
Follow me on Instagram, cause I want to be able to do swipe up. and I can't do the swipe up.
What?
You have to be at 10,000 followers.
I know,
swipe
me
up.
Too. I need people to follow
to
do, me on Instagram.
To add a link?
Yes.
Yeah. You have to do link in bio. Yeah.
I had no idea.
I've been,
yeah,
oh
that's
God.
Privilege.
I've been abusing it.
That's
I've been,
privilege.
Oh, you don't know because I've been stuck at just below 7K. And I'm like, if it takes me so long to reach this last 100 people to get to 7K, how am I going to make it to 10K? And when am I going to be able to link the dumb shit I watch on YouTube so that everyone mm-hmm. can just click into it? Ugh, I hate it.
I'm
and campaigning
okay, so
too to get my followers. I just
Vero
want to
Vedetta.
Link.
It's V-E-R-O.
Vesoriovi.
Veronica
Soriovi.
Yeah. Veronica Soriovi. You know her. She's linked in my stories. And Travis, what's your Instagram handle?
Just Travis Helwig. It's H-E-L-W-I-G.
Please
and
follow
mine
him.
Is O-S-O-R-I-O. R-I-O. I didn't.
Yeah. I feel
he's
like
been
you,
drinking
your name
the baby's
was
blood.
That was
Wasn't
my
your
initial.
Name like V-A-O-V?
My, that was my original. Wow.
Yeah, I remember these things.
That's crazy. We, see, we've been following.
Who's the sex creep now?
We're
yeah.
friends for a long time, even though we haven't been like in a friendship. It's like.
Now we're in a friendship.
It's as
I
if.
Think we're all more friends now, but you said friends in New York. And I was like, we've seen, we saw each other in New York, but we didn't like hang
look,
out.
Look, I was
ever.
Drunk a lot.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the
so
first time I met
good
you.
Friends.
You were in a fight with someone, and I talked
yep.
to you while you were fighting with them
yeah,
at a party.
Want all of us to totally. See the original Princess Anne, how hot she actually is. Let's just click on that link.
That's a great link to click on. I'm going to click on it right fucking now. I can't get my cursor back.
Yeah.
Skylar, give me my cursor.
She's hot. I take hot. It back.
Princess Anne is hot? Okay, great.
Yeah.
Look. And she was like... And that I think she was fucking
oh,
Camilla's
for
husband.
Sure.
Yeah.
She's, oh yeah, she's like friends with. Yeah, totally.
Her and her brother were fucking different parts of the same marriage, which I
my
thought was
my brother
and
I did that once.
Oh no. Thank God the Truman Show isn't the weirdest thing that got said.
And
never will be on this show.
And my brother had a girlfriend and I had a boyfriend and we each broke up with them or they broke up with us or and then they started dating and we were like they're sharing notes about this is incestuous somehow. We don't know how
yeah.
but this is not okay. And
wow,
yeah,
that's incredible.
It's happened. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Crazy. So now
thank you,
know
guys, for having
me. There's always
now I am glad we stayed longer.
Well, now we have to stay longer because you just said goodbye. So we're going to stay another 20 minutes. Motherfucker.
I feel bad. I didn't have anything. I do think that this went much hornier than I thought it was going to be.
It's
for
like
Star
Trek always
podcast.
Does. This is the Treks in the City. This is we bring the Samantha.
And Star Trek is always hornier than you would think.
Best.
Yeah.
That's the guest I really want is Kim Cattrall. That's my
that would
dream.
Be cool.
You think Kim Cattrall
do you think
is
she's ever
as
seen?
Horny as Samantha?
Who cares? She's married to an upright bassist, which we have that in common. So that's all I need.
Oh no!
Yeah, we're both like zooba doo ba boo.
Oh, have you guys seen her in the background?
Do you have fedoras?
Scatting video.
Yes, we've seen it. Yeah,
no.
Beautiful. Beautiful
it's my
scatting.
Ringtone.
So, do you guys? Do you have you guys watched the Charlie Sheen interviews lately? Because I've been,
no.
That's my 2020 entertainment. And baby, it never fails. It just like keeps getting good. By winning might, is the best thing that may have happened in all of history. Okay, let me see.
Are we going to watch a Charlie Sheen? Tiger's blood? Baby's blood that I drink?
I'm just watching this video. This
why
don't
you share it with us? We can just watch a video.
She's just
on
screaming.
A podcast alone. Oh, the scatting video? No,
yeah.
No, no.
Bottle's
we
not right.
See the... Okay, I'm leaving.
Okay, goodbye.
Oh my God, guys.
This was very fun. Oh no. Oh no.
His sonnets, and he plays the upright bass. Yamakipiebo, sedere fakebo, in dog Latin, he quoth. Uje, sophisere!
Sophisere!
And he allows it because he has no choice.
Uje, sophisere!
Maybe we are demons. Maybe we are like child. Like, if that's what people think Hollywood is, they're probably right. We're probably demons.
How can we not?
You're fucking your brother.
What a good memoir title or something for you, Travis. Probably maybe. Demons.
Yeah, and maybe it's like we're demons. Like,
maybe we're demons.
With like, and then the scribbled on, like the little horns.
And then two photos, two comparison photos, one close by and one next to the frame, the Joshua tree.
A medium man. Just a medium man with a big butt for TikTok.
Yeah, man. Good for you.
Well, I like big butts and I can't lie. And I love you, Travis Helwig. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me and introducing me to such a joyful television show with such horny
that's what
people.
We love to hear. Oh, come back anytime.
Are you going to watch it? Do you think you're going to get dive into it a little more through your lifetime?
I would watch it now. I'm not going to watch it today, if I'm being honest. I got shit to do. I want to watch that documentary about the villages.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. I want to see that too. That sounds but amazing.
What is that?
It's old people who live in a retirement community and do a lot of drugs and have sex with each other.
Got it. Amazing. That's what Jose
but
made my
I will. I loved Star Trek. I really did. I was very
wow. He said, "I love Star Trek," just like that.
He did.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
We can use that as a pull quote.
That's pretty cool. I hope you do. If you don't want to watch, just like dive into all of it, which would be cool. I mean, if you enjoy it, you can just Google like the top 20 best episodes and just go there because
just go there.
There's like really, really amazing ones. And half of sci-fi and half of the movies that come like that have come out after like 89, they all touch on things that they did here first. It's crazy. So it's like so many references you're going to suddenly get like, what the fuck? It's cool.
Cool. The Prime Directive is bullshit.
Okay, yes. And you'll see it, how they all peel over it. All right, Travis, this was okay. Nice.
I'm glad that we've continued for so long.
We just continue to continue.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production, executive produced by Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.